I'm not going to do that. By Chad Dumas, January 1st, 2023. It seems the popular thing to do for a blog at this time of the year is to reflect back on the previous year and project forward our greatest hopes, wishes, and dreams. I'm not going to do that. Travels. Make no mistake, 2022 was a fantastic year for me, both personally and professionally. In terms of raw numbers, the TripIt app says that I traveled 101,139 miles to 79 cities. By the way, this app, TripIt, is definitely a great tool if you travel more than a couple times a year. United says I flew 171 flights and visited a United Club 59 times. I stayed 128 paid nights at Hilton Properties, plus 9 free from points, and then 15 nights at Marriott and 15 at boutique places. I could talk about the ups and downs of travel, the joys, rewards, and astonishment of seeing the best and worst of people and organizations, not to mention the ordinary, seemingly mundane acts of folks just like you and me. But I'm not going to do that. People. Through those travels, I served incredible educators all over this great country. On one flight, I even got to meet a family who runs a school in China and the successes and challenges of that endeavor. I coached principals and district leaders in one-on-one sessions. I trained groups of 300 plus in CAFE gymatoriums, those settings with the oh-so-comfortable hard seats without a seat back. If you're in one of those districts, here's a pro tip. One district sent a memo to staff in advance of the training to bring your own cushion. Genius. And of course, all the settings in between those extremes. Imagine the best people, most hardworking individuals that you get to work with, and then take those people and plop them in districts across the country. Those are the people I was able to work with. And I could write about them to reflect on the year. But I'm not going to do that. Writing. Consultants write. For starters, I write a monthly blog, which has tripled in readership. This past year seems to have had two major themes. One, relationships, how to cultivate, strengthen, and overcome obstacles with them. And two, professional learning communities at work. Surprise, surprise. I also had the blessing of being able to participate in a major project writing a chapter of 100 no-nonsense things that all school leaders should stop doing. My chapter is 31, Stop Interrupting Others. On the blog, you can click for the first two paragraphs of my chapter. And who could forget that I started the all-popular Rib Review? I could take a reflective look on the impact of this writing on myself and others, but I'm not going to do that either. So what will I do? 2022 was a blessed year, and I'm grateful for the role that each of you played in impacting my life and the life of others. What I will simply do in this post, after considerable meandering, is to say thank you. Thank you. For making the world a better place, no matter how small or large that impact might be. Thank you for your generosity in times of plenty and perseverance in those of challenge. Thank you for your patience and positivity, service and humility. Thank you for striving to be the best you possible, even when times are tough. Thank you for being you. Thank you. 2023. As we head into 2023, I'd love to hear your thoughts on topics that would be helpful to you and your colleagues. I'll use those topics to write about next year. If you don't mind, slap a comment below or shoot me a quick email, chad@nextlearningsolutions.com. Of course, tagging me on social media also works well. Questions for reflection? Who in your life needs to hear thank you? When and how might you do that? And the Rib Review, Michael's Charcoal Grill in Midland, Texas, is a treat. The ambiance is airplane-related with a variety of barbecue, sandwiches, and a pretty great salad bar with lots of fresh toppings together with three types of lettuce. The ribs were moist, and the sauce just added some extra flavor. The onion rings were at least an inch wide and hand-battered, leaving me eating more than I should have. Had my wife been with me, one meal would have been more than enough for both of us. You have a story you'd like to share? Comment below. Know someone who'd appreciate this post? Share it with them. Thanks so much for being you. Until next time.